This is the 8th protest in 4 years that South Sudanese native Peter Quell has helped organize to urge the international community to help bring peace to his country. But Quell says today's protest feels different. He believes that time is running out, so he and other protesters are demanding the Security Council take action.
People feeling very urgent call. There are urgent call among the people are here.
That urgency prompted Quell to fly across the country early this morning from the northwestern city of Seattle, Washington, to meet up with fellow protesters in New York City. He says there is no excuse for further inaction on the humanitarian crisis unfolding in South Sudan. Along with an arms embargo and targeted sanctions, the protesters are demanding the UN Security Council unanimously approve the deployment of an outside force to protect civilians in Juba. Quell dismisses claims made by Kiir administration officials that the troops will undermine the sovereignty of South Sudan.
In fact, there is no sovereignty. If there is that, then they should protect their people. If they don't protect their people, then what is the point? We don't want to leave the land empty when people die, all of them. So the idea that, these people, they come and take over our country is not right. There is no government that's protecting people. The human life becomes like a second life, or like a ghost. Every day people die on a street of Juba. Unknown gunmen, direct killing. So it's useless.
Ambassador Joseph Mo Malok, the deputy permanent representative of South Sudan to the United Nations, says the protesters should move with caution as they call on the UN to intervene in South Sudan's political matters.
If they are a citizen of South Sudan and they want the UN to intervene in their country, they should know the details and they should prepare for the outcome. They should know the countries that UN intervene are not in peace today. Maybe they managed to remove the regime in those countries, but they did not bring peace. So they should be mindful and know exactly what they are calling for. They should know the details of it.
But one protester says he knows exactly what he's protesting about today. Years of fighting, thousands of civilians' death, and a security situation that has triggered widespread food insecurity has led Angelo Cassiano to New York to speak out on behalf of hundreds of thousands of civilians in South Sudan who have fallen victim to the political power struggles in their country. Cassiano, who is a representative of the Western Bahr al-Ghazal community here in the U.S., says the soldiers in South Sudan have no interest in protecting civilians.
So we need that a mediator, someone that can come in and help. And have the civilian first. That's our first objective. We are not politicians. We are nothing. We are a human being. We feel the pain of our own people. UN has been there for us during this civil war, and it's still there for us right now. So we need that continuation of that support, and we need to save lives.
Cassiano says the third force is desperately needed to protect civilians and that the suggestions that the UN is trying to take over South Sudan are unfounded.
So they should not twist the words around and try to make it like we are the one who wants to sell the country out. We are not. We are for the civilians. So we need that peacekeepers to save our civilians first, and then let the peace process go.
The protesters have sent a letter to the UN Security Council today, reiterating their support for the deployment of forces in South Sudan. They want targeted sanctions, an arms embargo, a cantonment of forces at least 25 miles from the borders of Juba, and a repeal of the 28 states enacted by President Kiir. For VOA News, I'm Ayan Bior in Washington.